Well, my name is Norma Jean Haygood Grant. I put Haygood in there because that's who I'm talking about. And right now, I'm from Box Elder, which is not anymore a town or even a post office out of Glen Rock, Wyoming. I was born in Casper. Let's see. But I grew up in Bay Toll, which is on the backside of Casper Mountain. Mm-hmm. And somewhere in my childhood, it was known as Freeland, Wyoming. And then they changed it to Bay Toll. And that was probably sometime when I was a little kid, but I don't remember it. But we have letters to us at Freeland, and it was Bates Hole all the time I was a little kid.
Well, you have stories about your grandpa that you wanted to share.
Well, my great-grandfather homesteaded at Tie Siding, Wyoming, which is just practically nothing anymore, out of Cheyenne. He came there because he was a Teamster, and he came out of the South, according to history, and homesteaded there. And he had, I call it a whole passel of kids because I'm only one, and he had several, like 8 or 9. And one of them being my grandfather. And both of them were named either A.W. or W.A. Haygood. And sometimes some of them went by Allen, sometimes by Wesley. So I can never keep track of it. But anyway, my grandpa Haygood that ended up close to Bates Hole came with what then ended up being another great-grandpa, Daniel Clark. They came together from Tie Siding area and settled my grandpa Clark in Bates Hole and my grandpa Haygood, what is now known as the Government Bridge out of Casper on the way to Alcova. But anyway, got excited about this because one of my cousins who passed away a few years ago, he being the oldest, or his dad being one of the eldest, had my grandparents' love letters. And that was kind of the missing pieces to how come they got together and how they got together. And that's how come we knew that my grandfather married Daniel Clark's daughters. But this whole story of the love letters was that I couldn't figure out when we're reading the love letters. He went to work for the CY Ranch in Casper. How in the devil all summer long he didn't go out to see Grandma? Because from Casper to Bates Hole isn't that far. Well, I woke up when my husband and I took some Girl Scouts out on the Oregon Trail, and we were out there in the prairie, and I looked back at home in Bates Hole, and I thought, oh, and then one of the guys on the wagon train was a historian, and he said the Narrows, as is referred to, between Casper and Alcova, you couldn't drive there a long time ago, and you had to go over the mountain through Eatsville, and that's where Grandpa Clark comes in, because he was also a Teamster, and he carried the mail over the Casper Mountain to Eadsville and then back down to Bates Hole. So anyway, I finally put it together in these love letters. Oh, no wonder you didn't see Grandma all summer. So he's tromping around working for the CY Ranch, and in these love letters he tells that he almost ended up in the Johnson County War because they were going up there to gather cattle, but he didn't do that. And he was all over this area, Douglas and Glen Rock, and he went far as, I think, South Dakota. But when I got to the page where he'd even been to where I am now, so I thought, oh, how fun. You'd love to be able to turn back time and see. So anyway, back to the love letters. Grandma got measles that summer. And see, that there again, I'm thinking, you dirty bird, how come you didn't go see her? But it took going on a wagon train myself to think, oh, okay, that robe just wasn't there. So as I was telling the lady out here before we started to talk, that, you know, if it wasn't for the letters that people wrote then, a lot of our history would still have holes. And I guess that's even why I'm saying this, is because people still need to write letters instead of just email and everything, because it's gone. There's no way of accessing it, because actually, when I was cleaning out the original trailer house, homemade, of my folks just this last summer, well, of course, I had to dig through the rats and the mice and every other thing. And down in what would have been known as the wash basin place, here was a letter that opened up a whole bunch of history. It was 3 pages long, but you know, for questions that you would have about what was going on then, what really happened, it was all in that letter.
Wow.
And I think this is the most, and that's even why I'm bothering to do this, because it's written down that, okay, so, oh, back to Grandpa, here's another letter. Pathfinder Dam a few years ago was running over the spillway, so we, like everybody else, had to go see it going over the spillway. and they have a little museum there. In a daily log of that museum, here is written down, this grandfather that I was talking about wrote these love letters. It's a recording of him having delivered so much timber with his Teamster outfit on such and such day.
Wow.
And so I was just excited as all get out, you know. Oh, look, everybody, there's Grandpa. He was here this day. And then his sons, one of them being my father, and his brothers helped build Alcova Dam in the days they used slips to move all that dirt. And they had a kind of a tent city in Alcova. So all of the now they called each other the sister-in-laws. They lived there and did their cooking and probably patching and cleaning the tent while the guys were up there building the dam. Since I say you have to get to be 50 years old before you wake up that, ooh, pay attention. So now that my folks are gone, I'm short a lot.
What were some of the things that surprised you most when you threw these letters and said?
Well, you know, I'm still thinking of vehicles. And that was the part that I should have put together. And my dad probably told me at some point that, you know, you couldn't get from Casper because I knew the other grandfather had delivered mail from Eatsville. So, you know, it's just I get ideas in my brain. Oh, well, like, how come it didn't go out there? Because we have a horse and buggy now, and I know it takes all day to get to town, but I still thought, well, you might have gone home once. My daughter-in-law is from Denver, and we put on a program for other ag women on what you kind of need to do to prepare for winter, because there's a lot of people marry and say out of the rural community. And you better have a couple pound, 100 pounds of flour in your house somewhere, because I was born during the blizzard of 49, and I heard about it from the day I was born. And we put in a few blizzards that I was glad we had what we had.
So were there any other interesting relatives or stories, anything that you wanted to share with us?
Well, our interesting story is that my other grandfather, he was either Thomas John Martin or John Thomas Martin, he came up here from Kansas. He came with his dad up here, and this was long before the state was a state. And we have just found a picture of him with these gauntlet gloves, and, you know, you could look in here and find this pioneer business. Well, he homesteaded, actually, about 15 miles from where I live, and my mother, Edna Martin, and my uncle, Myron Martin, were born there. But my grandmother was ill, so they packed up and they went to Bates Hole, see? And that's how the Bates Hole story keeps coming back.
Okay.
And so I don't live very far from there. So my husband and I met outside of Casper, and here I am back where part of them started. But there again, it's looking. And see, in these old pictures, we really weren't sure it was him, but we knew where Grandpa homesteaded. But the mountains don't change. Nope. So with that picture, we knew who he was. So that's fun.
Was there anything else that you wanted to chat about today?
I can't think of it now.
Okay. Well, those are awesome.
It said life's lessons. I already said write letters or keep a diary.
These are awesome stories, and I really appreciate you taking the time to come in and share with us today.
Okie doke.
Thanks so much.